7 coals to be summited, more than 4,500 vertical metres to suck from the legs. We're on the Col de la Biche, the first ore category climb of the race, meaning that it's too steep and too tough for all but the insane and elite to attempt. 10.5 kilometres in length, an average gradient of 9%. You click into your smallest gear and you begin to work and you feel your legs burn and your heart jumping against your skin. It starts to rain. A road already lumpy in places and slippery slick in others becomes more treacherous with every cold, wet minute. We're riding at the front of the peloton, a thin white line of sky jerseys, trying to control the pace, trying to keep attacks at bay and keep tight our hold on the race. Luke Rowe, my old friend and fellow graduate of the Maindy Flyers Cycling Club in Cardiff, is pacing us at the front. Towards the summit, I'm in 5th or 6th place, uncomfortable but in control, wanting the climb to end but relishing its tests too. An acceleration coming round outside us, the brown, white and pale blue jerseys of the French team AG2R, working for their team leader Romain Bardet, boyish face but a constant danger in these high mountains. A sprint for the top, for the points the summit bring for those chasing the King of the Mountains classification, but there are no points left. The breakaway has mopped all those up. I stand on the pedals and get out of the saddle, but by the time we crest the top and see the road dropping away in front of us, I'm back in 9th. Everyone wants to be as far forward as possible to limit the chance of crashing, but there's no real need for this stress. We create it ourselves. If a team attacks down this descent, with so far still to race, are they going to keep going all day and hold that advantage? Not a chance. You'd give them 200-1 odds. So why don't we all just stay where we are and ride down the descent like we would in training? Oh, it's the Tour. You have to stress, right? It only takes one team to start kicking it off, and that leaves you a cruel choice. Stay relaxed and drift back, or join in. You have to join in. 110 kilometres left. So far, my position is not a major issue for the final standings, but on this twisty, narrow descent, you never know what could change. The further back you are, the more you're forced to react to the desires and flaws of others, rather than cutting your own lines. The rider in front of you breaks, you have to break. The guy 3 riders up goes wide on one corner and then cuts across the next one. You have to scrub off speed to keep from touching wheels, and when you scrub off speed, you have to work hard to get it back, accelerating out of the corner to stop the invisible length of elastic that holds this line of riders from snapping rather than stretching. All of us know this, so a race within a stage within the race begins. Each rider fighting for each additional position, taking outlandish risks, brushing elbows and shouting insults and angry instructions. You want to take it easier, but you understand that as soon as you do, then others will come past you. You have to fight just to stay where you are. You have to match those risks or else you'll go backwards while going forwards at an eye-watering speed. 60 miles from the finish, almost 2 weeks to Paris, and we're racing flat out and wild-eyed. In this situation, I like to give myself a bit of space, a couple of bike lengths. At 50 kilometres an hour and faster, it could make the difference between crashing or staying up. The only problem is that the guys behind you will see this as a weakness. He's losing the wheel. Shit, I need to get past him. Boys, chill. Glimpses of a dark jersey with white flash in the corner of my vision. A rider behind me trying to get past when there's no room. Overlapping his front wheel with my back wheel, that's where danger lies. A slight twitch either way from one of us, and the tyres will touch and the bikes will buck, and one of us, probably both, will be down. I glance back. Rafał Majka, the Polish climber, Bora Hansgrohe. Aquamarine helmet, white framed mirrored sunglasses. Another corner, Majka still all over the back of me. It triggers memory of the Tour in 2015, 16th stage, on another technical descent, when Warren Bargill came into a right-hander way too hot and clattered into my torso. I saved him, kept him upright, but he sent me sideways, Mario Kart style, first into a telegraph pole with my head and then down into a ravine. I let Majka past. Too much to risk at this point, too much to lose. Majka comes past, a breath of relief. Time to settle, find serenity at 70 kilometres an hour. Round a right-hander, trees on the slopes above, patches of silvery light on the road where the water is settled. Darker patches where the surface is more porous and the rain has soaked in. I'm letting no one else pass now. One is enough. No more danger. No more madness. Sod the buffer.